everybody. I'm Cam Stewart, your fantasy sports update. The Boston Celtics have got their sights on Kemba Walker. The C's emerging as a potential landing spot for the Charlotte Hornets free agent all-star, according to Mark Stein of the New York Times. Walker said earlier he's committed to the Hornets organization, though, even suggesting he would accept less than a max contract extension to stay with the team. Boston faces the possibility of losing both six-time All-Star Kyrie Irving and five-time All-Star Al Horford to free agency this summer. Reports this just in, the Dallas Mavericks plan to offer Kristaps Porzingis a $158 million max deal, so we'll stay on top of that story. Raptors star Kawhi Leonard will meet with the Clippers July 2nd. A brutal blow to the Cincinnati Bengals. These guys are cursed with their first-round picks. Jonah Williams, a first-rounder, underwent left shoulder surgery today to repair a torn labrum. He's going to likely miss the entire season. Brutal news for the Cincinnati Bengals. The Colorado Avalanche have traded forward Carl Soderberg to the Arizona Coyotes in exchange for defenseman Kevin Connaughton, a third-round pick in 2020. Kind of a weird move here. Soderberg has 1 year left on his deal, carrying a cap hit of $4.75 million. The 33-year-old had a solid season with the Avs, tying career highs in goals with 23, and he had 49 points as well. Very solid season. The Avs own the most projected cap space with $38.9 million to work with. Fresh off the Stanley Cup, first Stanley Cup in team history, the Blues signing coach Craig Berube to a new three-year contract. He took over as interim coach from Mike Yeo on November 19th and then led the Blues to a 38-19-6 record and a Stanley Cup. Brooks Orpik calling a career after 15 years in the National Hockey League. The solid veteran, no more for his toughness, won two cups in his career, one with Sidney Crosby and the Pens, and the other with Alex Ovechkin in Washington, the only player to win two cups with those players. Here's tonight's MLB schedule: three games at 7:05, San Diego minus 200 at Baltimore, 10.5, Allen versus Yakabonis, Toronto at the Yankees, Yanks laying 310, Lumber, total 12, Richard and Green, New York Mets at the Phillies, Phillies laying 60 cents, 10.5, Lockett versus Arrieta. Four more games at 7:10, we got Kansas City at Cleveland, Tribe minus 265, Sparkman versus Bieber, 9.5. Texas laying 50 cents at Detroit, 10 is your over-under, Chavez versus Zimmerman. White Sox at Red Sox, Boston minus 290, Fulmer versus Price, total 10. And Washington minus 255 at Miami, low total of 7. Scherzer versus Richards, 8:05 action, Atlanta at the Cubs, pick 'em, 12 is your total, Fried versus Alzolay. Three more at 8:10, Seattle and Milwaukee. Brew Crew, minus 185, 10.5, Gonzalez versus Davies. Tampa Bay at Minnesota, straight pick 'em, 9.5. Snell, who has been struggling, versus Gibson Guitars, 8:15. We got Oakland and St. Louis, Cardinals laying 50 cents, 9. The Bassett Hound and Flaherty. We got 9:40 action, Dodgers, minus 115 at Arizona, 9.5, Stripling versus Ray. 9:45, Colorado at San Francisco, Giants, minus 160. Gonzalez versus Bumgarner there in 10:07 action. We got the Cincinnati Reds at the Angels. Halos minus 45 cents, 9. Maley versus Heaney. Game 2 of the NCAA College Baseball World Series from Omaha, Nebraska. Great one yesterday. Good call, Morenci. Good call. Go Blue. Vanderbilt, Michigan. The underdog Wolverines got it done with a 7-4 win last night. They lead the series 1-0. Vandy tonight, minus 240 is the spread there. Total 9. Crazy, crazy money line there. Michigan wins tonight. They are the NCAA college baseball champs. Women's World Cup of Soccer knockout round of 16. Italy taking out China today 2-0. They move on to the Elite Eight. The Netherlands and Japan, they are deadlocked at 1. And these guys are at the half right now. And kind of a weird story from the PGA as well. Workers at the Detroit Golf Club threatening to strike just days before the PGA's Rocket Mortgage Classic, a new stop on the tour. And the workers might say, you know what, enjoy the tournament without us. So we'll keep an eye on that story as well. I'm Cam Stewart. Stick around, everybody. Gabe Morenci hosts Red Heat and Rage Radio. We'll have a lot of fun on the show today, talking a little college baseball, MLB, and everything else in between. Red Heat and Rage, Hour 1, it's coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
I am Gabe Morenci, throwing it down with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, on this Tuesday afternoon. We're now less than a week away from an NBA free agency. A lot of rumors continue to fly around in NBA circles right now. The New York Knicks, the Brooklyn Nets are both in an arms race, trying to get Kyrie Irving, trying to get Kevin Durant. Toronto Raptors trying to hang on to Kawhi Leonard right now, and a whole plethora of other great basketball players that nobody's really talking about. Cam Stewart, what's going on, Cam?
Yeah, what's happening, Gabe? And it says another report, too. I don't know how accurate these reports as we talk about. I think a lot of them are BS, but reports indicate that the Boston Celtics, the front runners for Kemba Walker. But if me and you were talking about this a couple weeks ago, didn't you say he was going to take less money to stay in Charlotte? So I don't know about that one, buddy. Good call on Michigan last night. Big, big win. The total, you know what? When you take a team at plus 210, it would have been nice to hit both. But, man, that's a nice little take back. And they can end things tonight. The underdogs getting it done in baseball.
Yeah, they're underdogs once again. Plus
huge
not
dogs.
Not as much as we were getting last night, unfortunately. But nevertheless, you know, it's Kumar Rocker tonight. But the kid is just a freshman, and he's under a lot of pressure tonight, knowing that Michigan wins their college World Series champions. Tell you, this Michigan team could really hit, Cam. You know, they got some pop in their lineup. The Vanderbilt pitching was very good. The pitcher last night was a stud, and Michigan went deep on him on a couple of occasions. So we'll break that down. George Kurtz will join us. We never really got into the PK Subban deal to the Devils. NHL draft is now behind us. Kawhi Leonard, there's a report that Kawhi Leonard's meeting with the Clippers on July 2nd. And as you stated, I don't want to react, Cam, to a lot of this stuff because a lot of this stuff's not true, right? We don't know what is, and we don't know what isn't
anymore. I don't believe
it. But I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Kawhi Leonard is doing, he's going to do to us what every free agent does in the NBA, and it's almost the norm now that they don't tell you.
No.
There's no communication here. There is. I know Masai Ujiri said he spoke with Kawhi Leonard last night. But I'm being dead serious now, Cam, too. I'm going to get into this today. But as much as I love Kawhi Leonard, the fact is, like, for me, the sales job is over. Like, it's done. You just won the MVP of the finals. If you want to go to the Clippers, bro, go to the Clippers.
It's
like I'm at that point. No, I'm dead serious. And free agency starts. So he's meeting. You're telling me you're going to meet on July 2nd? So what? We're supposed to find we're going to wait? And what happens at the meeting after?
July 6th.
Yeah. No, exactly. Like the fact of the matter is, you know this. Deals are already done, right? There's no such thing as tampering and stuff in the NBA. All right? Everyone's talking right now. Everyone's hustling each other. It's a free-for-all. It's the Wild West. And generally, you know, it's supposed to be you're not allowed to call until midnight, right, on Sunday night.
Whatever.
But we all know that Sunday night at midnight, that's when, oh, yeah, boom, they got a deal. You know what I'm saying? Like, everyone already knows this stuff. So I'm just saying, like, the Raptors have business to attend to if he's leaving. Like, I hate that stuff. Like, basically, you should say, yeah, listen, I'm not really sure. And then we could say, well, we're not really sure, and we're going to sign Kemba Walker. Have a good one. I know we won, but, bro, I'm not bending over for this guy. Like, I'm going to get into this. I like what Steve Kerr said about Durant and Thompson, too. Same thing.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
All right, Game Time Decisions, ready for Rachel Radio, Fantasy Sports on Radio Network. I am Gabriel Moretti. Just talking about Kawhi Leonard. So, as we stated, we're not going to overreact with every rumor and every report that's out there. Except, you know, I like what Steve Kerr said. He was asked earlier today about Kevin Durant and Clay Thompson, and they asked, what are they doing are they talking, convincing them to stay? And he said, no. He said, we're not recruiting. He said, whatever. They're going to do what they want to do, and, you know, it is what it is.
I like Kerr's style.
Yeah, and exactly. It's the same thing. Like, honestly, like, Kawhi Leonard, really, if you want to go to the Clippers, go to the Clippers. You're not going to win. And, you know, whatever. Like, but I really, 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 it's his right, right? It'll bother me, but it's his right. Like, he's played in the league for 7 years now, and he's never had the ability to choose what team he's on before. So that's what these guys play for, right? He's earned his right for free agency. So I don't begrudge him for that. But, you know, you have a country that loves you.
Yes,
you just
exactly.
won a championship. You didn't get bounced in the second round of the playoffs.
Yeah. It's kind of like, you know, can't we get another date? Like, the first one was amazing, Gabe. Instead of a kiss, we went, we hit a home run. We didn't even go to first or second base. You got laid. So why wouldn't you go? Why didn't you go do it again? I don't understand. And another thing is, Superfan Nav, John Tory, the mayor of Toronto, I've never seen anybody, be it a Leaf, a Blue Jay, that has had the royal treatment like this. They're telling people not to bother him in the community. Kawhi Leonard Day. Like, I'm telling you, man, like, nobody in the league has gone to the lengths that the Raptors fans, staff, and everybody else to stick around. You said it, Gabe. There's nothing more you can do. Like, they've gone more... He's getting more love than LeBron when he does stuff. Like, it is crazy. Every single day, it's a story. Stay. Like, it's pretty over the top, man. You said it. You know, he might go there. I think it's 50-50. His family's in L.A., but I'd rather play for the Raptors than the Clippers. I can tell you that. You know, you're
George
rich. Go visit them.
Would rather play for the New York Islanders.
Yes, he would.
Up in it. George Kurtz. What's up, Kurtz?
Yes, he would.
What's up, guys? You know, tell you the truth, if I was an NHL free agent, I don't think I would want to play for the Islanders. I don't like the idea of playing games in two cities, you know, Brooklyn and Long Island. Plus, you don't know what's going on with the new stadium. I'd probably rather play someplace else.
So you don't want to play for the Tampa Bay Rays, or I should call the Montreal X-Rays?
That's so not going to happen, Gabe.
The X-ray.
It's so not going to happen. Not the way it's currently constituted. Anyway, I got bad news for you. I think they might end up moving to Montreal one day, but this split city thing is never, ever going to happen.
Oh, I'll bet you money it happens.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, I'll take that bet.
Here we go. Yeah,
I will gladly take that bet.
Kurtz is pretty hot.
It's already happened before. They've already done this. Right?
Oh,
like, it's not like it's never happened.
Not as they're currently wanting to do. Think about this, Gabe. Think about this. They're going to play, I mean, theoretically, they'd play the first April, maybe May in Tampa, right? Because it's too cold in Montreal. You play it in Tampa. Then you go June, July, August. You go play in Montreal.
There's a dome. See, already your argument sucks, George.
No, they're saying no dome. They're saying no dome in Montreal. That's why they're going to do this. Because Montreal can't afford a dome. That's why the split's coming in, because the stadium's cheaper. No dome.
There's already a dome.
No dome. They're gonna play a new stadium game. This is what's going on here. New stadium, but no dome.
New stadium.
Because they don't want to spend the extra $400 million to put a dome on.
3 years. Three years away.
Yeah, it'll be.
It's gonna take a while.
Right. All right. Yeah, but this is not gonna happen. This can't happen for 3-4. Remember, baseball runs at a glacial pace. This wouldn't even be a.
Oh, yes,
happening
exactly.
In 2023, 2024. Plus, remember, Tampa Bay has to sign off on this. Mayor.
When's the lease? 2027, Kurtz? 2027.
27
right?
Is the lease. So Tampa Bay has to sign off on this. That's an ironclad lease. You can't just leave it and say, we're not playing in Tampa. That'll never happen. You'll lose in every court battle. But that being said, the mayor's saying he doesn't want that. That's all just mayor speak. It's a negotiating ploy. You offer him enough money, they'll do it.
Well, exactly.
That being said,
any contract could be nullified with payments, right?
Right, but it's another hurdle to overcome here.
We've seen the Buffalo Bills play in Toronto.
One game.
Right?
By the way.
No, it wasn't one
this
game.
This is not the same thing.
It was like an 8-game series or whatever, because they basically stated, we can make money in Toronto that'll help keep the team at Buffalo. Right? We saw the Montreal Expos play 22 games in Puerto Rico. Why? Because they figured, you know what, we'll get more people in Puerto Rico than we do in Montreal. That'll be their same thinking for Tampa. Look, George, if you have a Tampa Bay Rays team that is 10 games over 500 and getting 5,000 people, do you really think they're going to stay under those circumstances and get play for another 8 years like that there?
The argument is not that they should move. They absolutely should move. The argument is that it's never, ever going to happen. It never will. Think about this. How are you going to get the Players Association on board? They have to sign off on this, by the way. And this alone will never happen. Because what player is going to want to play
rather live in
Canada?
Montreal than St. Petersburg?
No, they would not. No, they would not. That's not even close. Because the tax rate's higher than Canada, there is no state tax in Florida. That's not even close.
But they also get paid.
That's not
they
close.
Also get
paid. It's not going to happen.
They also get paid. They also get paid. So you don't think there's ever going to be a baseball team because of state taxes in Montreal?
I didn't say that. Once again, you're not listening to me. I said they're not going to do the split thing. Montreal is going to get their team. I think they'll have to wait till 2027. There's no way the Rays are going to
renew that
lease. They're
not waiting until 2027, George.
Like if you're going to wait till 2023, 2024 anyway, why aren't you waiting 3 more years?
And George, any expansion that baseball would do, and listen, there's a lot of balls in the air here because the ownership people of Montreal, they want to pluck Tampa. There's no disputing it. Like they're basically like they're vulturing around this thing right now because they don't want to pay an expansion fee. Yet they also didn't just, get the land for the stadium to wait 8 years, George. Like they obviously there's something going on behind the scenes. Now also, the collective bargaining agreement, there's 2 more years left on it, right? I think it's this year and then the following year.
Correct.
Any money that came in, the owners would be able to keep. Anything after, they wouldn't. You know what I'm saying? So let's say they bring in Las Vegas and they bring in Montreal or Portland and Montreal or whatnot. And, it's a couple of billion dollars. They don't have to split a damn cent with anybody. So if they're going to do this, they're going to do this before that collective bargaining agreement because it's massive money for every owner that they don't have to share with anybody. So I get your point.
You're hoping here. You're hoping and praying. It's
no,
not
I'm not.
Happen.
I'm not
no
hoping.
Way it happens in 2 years.
I didn't make the collective bargaining agreement up. Like, I didn't. I'm not hoping. That's just a fact. The owners
has nothing. You can't negotiate everything in 2 years. Either they were really serious about this. You can't negotiate that in 2 years. You realize that everybody in regards to baseball who knows baseball, has said this can happen. It just can't. It won't be allowed. The Major League Baseball Association
just because you say it just
not
can't happen,
allow
George,
this. I'm not. Oh no, I'm talking about whether I'm telling you what people have written. Jeff Passan on ESPN, Trevor Rosenthal with the Athletic. These guys have all said the same thing. This is all just pie in the sky. Never going to happen. This is not me. I'm telling you what others have said. I know it can't happen either because they're right. The Players Association would never allow this. Never.
No, well, how did the Players Association? Well, George, how did the Players Association play Puerto Rico then?
Once again, different scenarios. They were moving anyway. They were going to get contracted.
Yes, so were the Tampa Bay Rays, George. They're moving anyway.
There's no talk of contraction. None. Nil nada. Remember, back then, the Expos and the Twins were talked of contraction. And then that got a little
You're right.
There's
no
contraction. There's no contraction happening.
No. But I guarantee you, there's no way. They're not staying in Tampa for another 8 years.
If you can negotiate out with the mayor, I would agree with you. And I think that could happen. I'm just saying the split thing's not going to happen.
He's even downplaying it. Like, if you were Tampa Bay, you'd be kind of like, rah, rah, rah. He's saying we can't sustain, they basically need Montreal's help, George, because it's a shit show. They're at the bottom of every economic category right now.
Yeah. I don't think it'll be a split either. And, I don't think it'll happen next year, maybe the year after. Maybe next year there's a couple of games, 10, 12 or something like that. But I agree. I don't think there's ever a 41-41 split. I think it's more Puerto Rican style.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto Millionaire.
right? I have an article here from four days ago endorsing the move from my financial standpoint. But as we were saying, we'll move on to another topic. But, yeah, I don't think it's going to be a split either, George. I think it'll be more so – and the players' union will be fine. All they need, you know what I mean, once the kids find out about the strip clubs in Montreal, they're going to be more than happy. It'll be like the Expos, too, when they went to Puerto Rico. They just, like, they got camped. They got, like, five times their per diem. Okay. I remember the Expo players, like, when they went to Puerto Rico. It's still, like, 150 a day. They were like, here's 750 a day.
Yeah. Party.
You know? Yeah, like, they basically just got a bunch of extra money. They stayed in a casino resort. Like, you know what I mean? They get, like, better hotel. Like, you know what I mean? But I think, George, because it will be revenue. Like, if you play, let's say, 22 games, 20 games. I'm using 22 as an example because that's what the Expos did in Puerto Rico. So you play 22 games in Montreal, and you get, you know, $40,000 a game, $45,000 a game. That's almost like 20, 30 games, man, of Tampa's revenue, if not more, actually. So it would actually help keep them in Tampa. Like, the Buffalo Bills did the same thing. You know, the Bills, you know, they were sort of spinning their wheels and stuff. And they realized, you know what, Toronto is going to give us a shitload of money, man, just to host a series, a couple of games every year for 4 years, whatever. And they made a lot of money, and they took some of the money, and they renovated their stadium in Buffalo, et cetera. But Tampa's doomed. We can go on and on about this. We could.
Right. Good luck getting the Blue Jays to give that up. To Montreal. Good luck. You see,
they own the rights to what?
The Giants won't give it up to the area, Toronto.
Oh, George, to Montreal. They're six hours apart, bro.
It's already been said that Toronto owns the rights.
No, they don't own the rights.
I'm telling you, it's in print that they own the rights. Just like the Giants own the rights to San Jose. George. That's why the Athletics can't move there.
George.
I don't make this stuff up, Gabe.
You're saying that the Blue Jays don't support it. The Toronto Blue Jays have been playing a exhibition series in Montreal every year. The Blue Jays have been at the forefront of supporting this. Like, they're not anti-this. They've been playing games. What do you mean they're not? They're playing games in Montreal, George. I love you, George.
That makes money for the Blue Jays.
Montreal is not Toronto's market, George.
According to baseball, it is. That'd be another court battle. I mean, I'm just telling you what's on.
Yeah,
I'm not,
are you going to step
right,
in here?
Fine.
Do you really believe that Montreal is Toronto's market?
No, the thing that I know in baseball we talked about with the markets for Vegas and all that other stuff, the television rights, George. But no, because even in the cable systems, it's like east, right? You have Montreal, Ottawa. That's their market. Like when they do it for hockey,
that has nothing to do with cable systems.
No, but
that's how baseball works.
I don't understand how Toronto and Montreal could be the same. Would be the same market. That's what I don't understand.
So San Jose and San Francisco in the same market.
Well, they're very close.
Baseball considers them to be. Yeah,
Montreal,
San Jose, and San Francisco, George, are right
like
beside
cities.
Each other.
They're very
right.
Close.
Montreal
believe
and Toronto
what you want,
is 600
guys.
Miles.
Yours believe what I want.
I know. George, the Expos existed, George. They were on TV, right? Shocking. How could they have been on TV if the Jays own the market of Montreal? They don't own the market of Montreal. The only reason they own any
baseball,
market now because they're the only effing team in Canada.
One, you took it apples and oranges, by the way, as far as being on TV. It's how baseball runs their things. It's why Washington and Baltimore had to come to a deal at Washington.
George, Washington and Baltimore are right beside each other, bro.
I'm not talking geographic mileage. It's about how baseball views it. Mileage has nothing to do with it. It could be 1,000 miles, 1,000,000 miles. If baseball views that that's their market, and they told Toronto it's their market, guess what? It's their market. And
it's
once
not,
you get an agreement,
George.
It'll have to come there.
All right, so do you think
they'll
that
come
Montreal
to an agreement, mind
you?
You?
That the
it'll cost
Maple
money,
Leafs,
but they'll come
so
to an
the
agreement,
Montreal
just like the Nationals and Orioles came to an agreement.
Are the Montreal Canadiens and the Toronto Maple Leafs market?
Once again, that's hockey, not baseball. Baseball does things differently.
Okay,
it's their own business here.
So what do you think? So when the Expos were playing before, how were they? How were what? They were in Toronto's market?
Once again, this happened after the Expos left, and there was nobody there.
Yes, because
it doesn't matter what happened when they were there.
Obviously, I don't know. Dude, it's like I don't even know. It's like an Adam Costello here. Yes, if they don't exist, George, obviously
It's Toronto's market right now. They're the only team in Canada.
But that's – well, they don't own all of Canada. They only own that part. Listen, I'll send you the link to the article. You want to argue with them? You can argue with them.
I want to see it too, George.
I can't explain to you how it happens. I can only explain to you that that's what they say, that there's another hurdle to overcome. Oh. Can it be overcome? Yes. We've seen it overcome with the Nationals and Orioles, although they're still in court fighting over it.
Actually, those guys are fighting.
It can be overcome.
That's a whole different
yes,
story.
Yes, they are.
A whole different
story. But baseball made them overcome it because baseball wanted a team in Washington. And so if baseball wants a team in Montreal, once again, they'll force the Blue Jays to overcome it. And I think that I don't know if Andy Article didn't mention this, but I think with the Nationals and Orioles, it came down to some kind of television deal where the Orioles get a much better deal than the Nationals, or maybe the Nationals home games can't be presented, whatever it is.
The Nationals actually had to give Peter Angelos money.
A lot.
Yeah.
They had to give him a cut of the television profit, basically.
Big cuts.
Which Montreal
would not the same thing could happen up there.
Toronto. No, it wouldn't. It isn't, George. It's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. Like, Baltimore is in Washington's market. Like, how many technical miles is it? Like, they're in, it is.
Yeah, you're thinking in mileage. It's not how it works in baseball. Baseball's not thinking the same way you are. Logically, you're right. But baseball doesn't think that way. At least not according to the article I read. I don't know if that was Jeff Passan from ESPN or another one I read, but I will try and find it for you.
And the Jays have been 1,000,000% supportive of the Montreal Expos coming back. They want the Montreal Expos to be back. It creates a rival for them. It creates revenue. It's an automatic 9 sellouts for them. It creates excitement. It creates television ratings. Like the Jays, and I'll tell you, the Jays before, when the Expos were going down, were not supportive because they viewed it as, you know what? We're going to be the only show in town here. We're going to own the market.
That's true. They could have helped Montreal. They sold them down the river.
Yeah, but it was Paul Beeston and that old crew, Cam, that did it. They were like, F Montreal, right? But I don't know what it is. And I'll be honest with you, George. I even wondered about it, too. I'm like, you know, the Blue Jays, you guys are really propping the Expos up. You see it every year, Cam. Like, the Blue Jays can't really be more supportive of this Montreal baseball.
They're talking about expanding it even more, the exhibition games there. You have to understand, and you know this, Gabe, living in Montreal. Like, a lot of the...
Dude, like you said, there was talk of Blue Jay regular season games in Montreal.
Yes,
exactly.
There was. There's also a lot of guys who are with the Jays organization and came from Montreal. Montreal's got a huge fan base. That's one of those things that's it's very, very underrated. Like, look at Griff and everybody else, Gabe. A lot of the guys who work for the Blue Jays now, they used to work for the Expos back in the day.
All right, so George Kurtz, with this, things are getting
good. I want to see that article too, George. That's kind of weird. That's foreign to me. I know I'm not talking mileage and hours, but that just seems weird. Like, I don't understand. Like, it's crazy. Just because they're the only team in Canada right now. So, but that would all have to change. Like, I would
bet all of this, but we got to wait 3 years.
I would also wonder, by the way, if they move Montreal. When, because I do think this will happen. I think it'll be later than what you guys believe, unless Tampa Bay negotiates out. But I wonder if they'll move Montreal out of the American League because
you guys
they won't
are
want
betting,
Montreal
man.
And Toronto in the same division. And then
the actual plan,
to have a Canadian.
Listen, the actual plan, and it's tentative, but they're going to shake up everything, George. They're going to shake up every division.
They need to.
That yes, it's stale. And they spend too much money flying around. So basically, they're going to put the Mets and the Yankees, the White Sox and the Cubs. Montreal tentatively would be with Toronto, Boston, New York, etc. You know, these divisions as we know it have only existed since 1974. You know, so it's not like, you know, people, oh, there's tradition and history and stuff. I can read you like the form because they spend too much flying around, right? They really do. So they want to sort of bring this in, right? Mike Cardano is stepping in right now.
Yeah, I got an over under before your bet. How about 2024.5, Gabe? You take the under. George takes
okay.
the over. We're done.
All
How's
right,
that sound? Right. I made the line, George. 2024. You want over?
It's like me and Cam's.
What's
bet.
The what's the parameters first? Of the
Pirates
bet, though?
Or Maple Leaf? All right, let's bring Cardano in here. What's up, Mike?
What's up, boys? How are you?
Good.
We're talking baseball, Mike.
It's not hot.
Yeah, no, so listen, Gabe, I have an honest honest, genuine question here for you, because it's something I don't get. I would love nothing more for the Expos to go back. That was my favorite hat, actually.
But I knew there's a but. There's a but coming.
My favorite hat.
No, no, be honest with me. They had a team. It started out as a minor league town. They had a team. The people up there had a chance to support the team. And over time, and they had some wonderful teams, by the way. Over time, though, they failed to show that they could actually support a franchise. And I keep hearing that they have this huge, wonderful fan base. But if that's the case, Laurier would have never had to pull them. I'm not advocating for Laurier.
I got one thing to say, Gabe, and then you could take the floor. The reason why, Mike, the year they had Pedro Martinez, Randy Johnson was a strike
fill
year.
The stadium,
that
right?
was a strike.
Why they were going to win the World Series?
They were going to win the World Series that year. They were a lock. They had the best team in baseball.
I'm not talking about the team. The team was wonderful. They probably would have beat the Yankees. That has nothing to do with
it. Damn right.
I'm talking about the fan base. You keep saying that there's a wonderful fan base.
They got over
3 million
fans.
They couldn't fill the seats regularly.
No. There's reasons. All right, hold on. We're in a commercial break here. We'll be right back. I've got some facts.
And certainly on a Tuesday.
Educate
it's seven, 17 of the Expos, 36 years in Montreal, where 47% of their time, their annual attendance was at least 75% of the league's annual average. Conversely, Miami and Tampa have only combined and exceeded 75 once.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Get in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of the show can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Here's how it works, fellas. Create a DraftKings Sportsbook account. Make a deposit, place your first bet, and DraftKings will match it up to $500. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. Act quickly. This offer's not going to be around forever. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for full details. Gabe?
All right, so before we get Mike Cardano out of here, it's a fair question that he asked as far as Montreal is concerned. The Olympic Stadium was a problem, Mike, after all these years. And I liked it. I didn't have a problem with it, but it was, it was a problem. It was hard to get people to go into that stadium. The Expos had never won, right? And it was just a constant letdown of good players leaving. And then the one opportunity that they had to win, the league shuts down, but there's no excuses. There's no disputing it. I have gone on record and stated, as much as I love the Expos, if I had $2 billion, it wouldn't be the first thing I would go spend it on, right? It's not like it's some ATM machine like owning the Dallas Cowboys or something. But Montreal has once again changed in the last 10 years. There's a lot of new money and young money and tech money. There's cranes up everywhere. The population is way up. They're going to have a downtown stadium that'll hold 34,000 people as opposed to a concrete toilet bowl that holds 55,000 people. So there's a lot of differences as to why it would work. I mean, you could say the same thing. Why go back to Washington? They already lost the team twice. Why go back to Cleveland to play NFL football? Why go back to Baltimore, right? I mean, we can play a lot of games.
The one thing that I think they would have to do for it to work, Gabe, is that they need to, with the TV contract, and I'm not being sarcastic, they need to pick one language. They can't have two TV broadcasts and try to meaningfully monetize it. And I think that hurts them a little bit. Would you agree?
No,
they need the French broadcast.
Does it hurt?
Maybe they should just pick French, though.
Do the Yankees broadcast games in Spanish?
Yeah, they don't make any money. But they're making all their money from. They're making it from, let's say, the YES Network, right? Look, so they would make more money. Central place.
They would make more money in French than English. Like,
oh, then they should do that.
But Cardano, even when the Expos were at the end, like in the last years, when they were, you know, getting 7,000 people in the stadium, their TV numbers were actually good. Like, there are Expo fans, like, around, like, North America. Like, there is a base, but they weren't going to the game. They were watching, but that's not good enough. Obviously, that's not good enough. But they also didn't have, like, a solid ownership group before, right? That, you know, they didn't have an owner. Right?
That, you know, do you think if they had a different ownership, they would have been able to make it?
Yes. Yes. Instead of Jeffrey Loria and you know, Montreal, listen, the economy wasn't good at the time, though, right? There wasn't enough eternal revenue coming in. But we could go on and on about it. But things will be different. Kurt says it's never happening. You know, we're trying to set some parameters here for this wager here, Mike.
I said the split's never happening.
I think it will happen, Gabe. I'm not sure that it should. I'm hoping it does. I would like to see it.
Well, tomorrow we're going to be.
I don't know if the city can support it.
Oh no, that's not the problem. The city can support it, but like George stated, there's going to be a hell of a lot of red tape, lawsuits, and everything else in between until we get there, right? But hey, listen, you know, while we talk about the Montreal Expos maybe coming back, maybe it's time to contract the New York Mets. George, like that one.
I would agree. I would agree. You take Tampa and Miami and the Mets and get rid of all three of them at this point.
At least they're fun to talk about.
If they're going to sell the team, they should just close them down. You're talking about ownership being a problem.
Combine them all. All right, Mike, so this is going to break your heart, right? We never got to the PK Subban trade, so we're going to get to a little quick hockey blast.
Little hawk, keep it rolling.
All right, I'm coming in for that.
Thanks, Mike. Drive safe.
that was like that, Kim? I thought your eyes were going to pop through your head. They need one language. That's the best. A lot of French people.
Like I said, it's Bad Take Tuesday on the show today. It's a new theme of Tuesday.
Bad Take Tuesday. Bad Take Tuesday.
Bad Take Tuesday.
Oh, wow. What a day
all right.
Today.
So, Jack Hughes and PK Subban, now members of the New Jersey Devils. And I give props to the Devils, actually. They have some funny videos up of Jack Hughes taking shots in their office, and they're smashing Philadelphia Flyer stuff up with a stick. And but PK Subban, I wonder. You know, if PK, you know, it seems like PK Subban he's a good guy, he's a good player, but, you know, he enjoys his life. He's Lindsey Vonn's always around.
True.
And now you're dropping this guy into New York. It's New Jersey, but it's the same crap. I mean, he's going to be living right down the street. He's going to be in Hoboken. I mean, I know this from before, from firsthand experience, that the Devils all live in Hoboken, and the Devils have a good time in Hoboken. Too good of a time, Cam, as Michelle
Serpico says, they were partying at the bar all the time. Yeah. You don't think
Keith likes Kincaid
the
says hi, Cam? Yeah.
Thanks, Keith. Kincaid says hi. That's a good. I never even thought about that, Gabe. Like, yeah, New York, New Jersey with a guy like Subban.
You just dropped PK Subban in a New York market.
He almost needs to have like a butler or a chaperone like that tells him not to do stuff, because he's going to be tempted.
So what do you think, George? How far away is Jack Hughes from playing in the NHL?
When's their opening night? October 4th? Yeah. Well, that's how far away he is, because he's starting, there's any doubt.
Opening night. I can guarantee his new game. I like what the Devils have done.
But to Gabe's point, though, I don't think he should open. I think he's a little too – he's like 165 pounds. I weigh more than him.
He's got to start drinking cream or something. No, he needs to put on some weight. You're right.
have a pizza or two, man. Go out and get a sandwich. Opening night. I think we love what the Devils have done. As an Islander fan, really, this whole weekend could not have gone worse. Devils get Hughes. The Rangers get Special K there. Then Subban is signed. The Rangers are going to make more moves, too. I mean, the Devils, they still have $26 million in cap space.
That's what they've decided
that's
on.
That's
right,
Double K. Double K. I like special K pretty good, George.
I like Special K. Sounds good.
George, you're redeeming yourself, George, with your hockey takes.
No, that's Hot Take Tuesday now. Yeah, he's on fuego.
But yeah, not a good weekend for the Island fans, or the Metropolitan Division for that matter. I mean, it just got much stronger here. I think the Rangers are on the right path too, and I don't think the Devils are done, guys. They have $26 million in cap space. I think they'll make a play for Panarin. I don't think he's going there, but I think they'll make a play for him. I think they have one more big move left in them.
Going to Florida,
you look at their
George,
team.
That's my bet.
Yeah, that's where I expect them to go. But I think the Rangers are going to make a huge play for him. I mean, his thing was a body of water, right? That he wants to be near a body of water. Well, New York has water, you know. So maybe they. And they got money, too, so if they want to go for him, they can. But I think Florida is where I expect him to go, too.
Yeah, Grendel, he did say that, Gabe. He's kind of a
different guy. Yeah, he wants near body of water.
Near water. Yeah, he wants water. City's got to have water. Yeah, he
doesn't
like
Aquaman,
to be
land. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. He likes to swim.
Water every flip.
Yeah, not necessarily.
If I was Minnesota Wild, I'd say, man, we're the land of 100,000 lakes or whatever the hell it is.
Yeah, 10,000. I think it's 10,000, but it's a lot.
He didn't specify. He didn't say ocean or lake, so Matt, that would work, right?
Yeah, I like what George says. Hey, you got the Hudson right here, kid. Shut the F up.
Did you guys see the story with Marner today, Gabe? Dreger said they're talking like 13, 14 million. I love Mitch Marner, but that's a lot. That's
13, 14 million. Settle down,
that's
kid.
That's what they're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. Wait, so what? He's going to be more paid than Sidney Crosby?
Crazy, man. Like,
only takes,
think
one, only
get
takes
it,
one team. Only one takes team. One team. Remember, if they decide.
So what's the deal?
Team,
he's restricted. He's restricted. Sorry. He's restricted. So the Leafs.
Yeah, starting Wednesday, I think. I think it's tomorrow is when this starts, when a team can make him an offer. But if a team wants to be creative. And I heard the 13, 14 million thing, too. But I wonder if that's just for year one where Toronto couldn't match. And then it gets better as the years 2 through 7. I wonder if that's what we're looking at here. But if a team wants to be creative, it can be done. And one thing, I'll bring it back to the Islanders. Lou Lamoriello, I'm sure you guys know this. You know, he gets upset when anything he's talking about gets out, and then he'll scrap those plans automatically. Well, we've heard nothing about the Islanders, another team with a lot of cap room. You know, Toronto got Tavares. Wouldn't this be a great FU if he were to do this and make a big offer sheet for Marner and see if he can bring him to the Islanders? So he wants to be FU for taking Tavares. But there'll be some other teams out there that are going to do it. There are a lot of teams with major cap room that could make the kind of offer we're talking about. You'll get $14 million year one, and then, you know, $7 million the other years or whatever, $9 million.
No one's got a shitload of cap room, George?
To other AAV.
Colorado has got.
Oh, $36 million we saw today, right?
Yeah, I can't. Why'd they get rid of Soderberg? The guy's good. He scored 24 goals.
But they got to sign Rantanen. That's probably $10 million a year. Yeah. And if they were to make a move, if Marta goes to that team, holy crap.
I know. I'll be betting futures on them if he does. I already think they're close. Colorado's real close.
They are. I agree.
Like, they're very couple pieces.
Yeah, they were
away
a fun
here
team last year. You're right.
They sure are.
McKinnon's a great player.
And in Landeskog, Rantanen, you had Marner there too. Grubauer with a full-time job. I think he can handle that. They're a dangerous team. Barry was great at the end of the last season. They could still use another defenseman, but Colorado would be dangerous.
Well, they just picked up Connaughton, right, and as part of that deal. He's pretty good.
Yes.
He's all right. But they
he's solid,
another
but
one,
I think right? They could use another top guy. Maybe not another one, but a first pairing would
like
be
a
nice.
Two or three.
Yes,
all
two
right.
Three.
All right, George, so before we get you out of here, baseball tonight. Have you taken a look at the Major League Baseball board yet this evening?
I have. I don't love it tonight, guys. I'm only going to have, I think, three bets here. I'm going to take Washington on the run line. The Nationals minus a run and a half here. My underdog, it's only because of the price. I don't necessarily think they can win, but you're going to give me the Royals plus 200 against Cleveland, a team that doesn't score a lot of runs, Cleveland either. I know they're playing better, but I'll take 2-1. I'll take my plus 200, and I'm going to parlay that Washington once again and the Houston Astros.
Washington. So you're laying a run and a half with Washington, and so you're real confident on the road here.
Yeah,
with
George,
Max
George has got he's got steel ones, Gabe. I work with him on the weekend. He's been on fire, too, by the way. His baseball bets have been
pretty good. The weekend was really nice, guys, really nice.
Yeah, we rolled the table on Sunday, George. That was nice. Gabe, he's even taking his whole family and relatives out to dinner. Kurtz is loaded.
That's good. Yeah, he's going to have money to pay me once the Expos start playing. The race.
Yeah, we got
to
make this guy. I'm the moderator. I don't know. You guys can put the money down, but I'm making
I'll think about it, George.
2024. That's the
year.
Is it
six games, eight games, 10 games? Like you said, like a series?
Oh, if it's going to be that, no, I thought you meant, well, closer to half-half. You look at six,
no,
eight
I was,
games.
I was arguing. I said 22. I was like 22-ish. That's what I was throwing up.
I think it'll be interesting. I don't know if the what are you going to give to Tampa Mayor? That's the thing for that, because that's an ironclad lease. So you can't just do it. So what are you going to give the mayor of Tampa Bay?
Yeah, there was an ironclad lease, but also, and it's so annoying, all this legal stuff. I hate this crap, but they also didn't meet the demand to build a stadium as well. There is some wiggle room here. It'll get litigious on the way out, but around Christmas time, yeah, like Tampa missed the deadline to build a stadium. And then the city asked for like an extension until 2024 to figure it out. So you're right. I mean, the legalese of this stuff, dude. And you know, George, the real winners, the lawyers.
Yeah, they always are.
What does Andrew Brandt always say? There will be lawyers and they get paid.
George Kurtz, you can hear him with Cam Stewart. Thanks, George.
Anytime, have a good one, guys.
George.
Be good.
X-ray.
Wow.
X-ray.
Griffiths came out swinging.
He sure did.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
All right, Game Time Decisions, Ready Rage Radio, Fantasy Sports, our radio network. Things got a little heated here. George Kurtz came out to firing, tried to rain on the Expos parade. Cardano comes in. I was like getting ganged up on. The only thing that's missing is Yang hasn't thrown Cam under the bus yet today.
No, we're not doing that today, buddy. We're not doing that today, man. Cam's not feeling too well today, man. We're just trying to get through the show,
Gabe,
man.
I didn't tell you, buddy.
Trying to keep Gabe next to his computer while you give your updates, buddy, because we might end that
show. Gabe, I don't know what's going on with my health, but I had another one of those dizzy spells, and I fell down my stairs today. But thank God it only happened midway through. If I fell from my top stairs, I'd be dead.
So what,
I only missed about five stairs. No, I got dizzy, and I slipped, and I literally rolled down the stairs like a ball and almost went right into my bathroom. I don't know what the hell's going on with these dizzy spells, man. It's starting to really freak me out. I got to go maybe see a real good doctor. Maybe a specialist.
But
it's got to be something in the blood.
When you say a real doctor, who are you going to see? Like, what do you, like, what do you,
my,
like, what?
My doctor, I told
you. Are you just going to some,
doctor?
Like, walk-in clinic type thing?
Which doctor?
No. No, I used to have a doctor, but all he wanted was golf picks and stuff. Like, yeah, the guy, like, he was horrible. Like, he just, you know, and he used to give me some real bad, like, off-the-truck medicine and stuff. Like, he was a real slimy dude. So I got a new guy, but he's so damn busy. He's a good, big Raptor fan, though. He's a nice guy.
Came
we always
going
just
to
end up talking
doctor.
Sports. Yeah, thanks, big, Yang. Yeah. Give me some of them key limes you're talking about, Yang. I need those key limes that you've been preaching about.
Yeah, need those, buddy.
Anyway, it's all good, Gabe. It only happens once every few months, but no concern.
Maybe you need the air conditioning on, I think. It's getting a little hot in there.
The best I could do is bring you to a commercial break.
Excellent point, Gabe. It's already, it's pretty hot in here right now. Very good. Show me.
Hey, you should probably get better than, like, we're worried about you here. Hey, falling down the stairs.
Yeah. It was only a couple. It wasn't working.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Thank you very much there, Baby Obama. I'm Cam Stewart with your fantasy sports news update. The Mavs are paying up for Porzingis. Cha-ching.
The Dallas Mavericks intend to pay restricted free agent big man Kristaps Porzingis a max contract of $158 million over 5 years. The 23-year-old was acquired via trade with the New York Knicks, but missed the entire season while recovering from a torn ACL. During the 2017-18 campaign, the guy was on fire, 22.7 points, 6.6 boards, and 2.4 blocks a game. The Boston Celtics might be losing some free agents, but now they have their sights on Kemba Walker. The Seas are emerging as the potential landing spot for the Charlotte Hornets free agent star. This according to Mark Stein of the New York Times. Walker said earlier that he's committed to the Hornets organization, though, even suggesting he would accept less money than a max contract extension with the team. As for the Raptors, Kawhi Leonard, he'll meet with the Clippers on July 2nd. NFL news, a brutal blow to the Cincinnati Bengals. Their first-round picks cursed, and Jonah Williams underwent left shoulder surgery today to repair a torn labrum. He's going to miss the entire season. He was hurt in minicamp. The Alabama star, the first lineman taken in this year's NFL draft. Colorado Avalanche have traded forward Carl Soderberg to the Arizona Coyotes in exchange for defenseman Kevin Connaughton in a third-round pick in 2020. Soderberg had 1 year left on his contract, carrying a cap hit of $4.75 million. The 33-year-old had a good season with the Avs tying career highs in goals with 23, and he had 49 total points. The Avs now the most projected cap space, $38.9 million. Fresh off the Stanley Cup win, the St. Louis Blues have signed coach Craig Berube to a three-year deal. He took over as the team's interim coach. They were worst in the league and then ended up with a 38-19-6 record and then won the Stanley Cup. Brooks Orpik calling it a career after 15 seasons in the NHL. The tough guy won two cups in his career with Sidney Crosby in Pittsburgh, the other with Alex Ovechkin in Washington. Let's take a look at tonight's MLB sched and betting boards. Three games, 7:05, San Diego, -205 at Baltimore, 10.5, Allen versus Yakubonis. Toronto at the Yankees. Yankees laying 300, over under 12, Richard and Green. We got the Mets and the Phillies. Phil's laying 60 cents, 10.5, Lockett and Arrieta. Four more games at 7:10, KC and Cleveland. The Tribe -265, 9.5, Sparkman and Bieber. Texas laying 50 cents at Detroit, over under 10, Chavez versus Zimmerman. White Sox versus Red Sox, Boston -290, Fulmer and Price, total 10. Washington laying 255 at Miami, Scherzer versus Richards, over under 7, 8:05 action. We got Atlanta and the Cubs, pick 'em. 12 is your total, winds blowing out, Freed and Alzolay. Three more at 8:10, Pittsburgh and Houston, Astros -305, 9, Williams and Cole. Seattle and Milwaukee, Brew Crew -185, 10.5, Gonzalez versus Davies in that one. Tampa Bay at Minnesota, straight pick'em, 9.5, Snell struggling versus Gibson, 8:15. We got Oakland and St. Louis, the Cards -145, 9, Bassett and Flaherty, 9:40 action. Dodgers laying 15 cents at Arizona, Stripling versus Ray, total 9.5. Colorado taking on San Fran, busy night tonight, Giants -160. Gonzalez versus Bumgarner, 10:07. Cincy and the Angels, Halos -45. Maley versus Heaney, total 9. Game 2 of the College Baseball World Series tonight. Michigan one win away from the title. The underdog Wolverines got it done yesterday. And tonight, Vandy laying 240, total 9. Vanderbilt must win to force a Game 3, a deciding game there. We have Women's World Cup soccer action right now. Italy taking out China, 2-0 the final. And the Netherlands, they move on after a 2-1 win over Japan. We got workers in golf, too. This is an interesting story. The PGA moving back to Detroit Golf Club. They got the PGA's Rocket Mortgage Classic this week, and workers, they're threatening to strike just days before the tournament. A new stop on the PGA Tour as well, so we'll see what happens there, but the tournament and the show must go on. I'm Cam Stewart. Stick around, everybody. Hour one in the books. Ooh, lots of rage with Kurtz and Cardano. Hour two, we'll see what that holds. More fun and games on Red Heat and Rage Radio, hosted by Gabe Morency. I'm Cam Stewart. Stick around, everybody. More fun and entertainment. We'll see what happens. The first hour is pretty wild.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
All right, let's roll level two. Twitter's blowing up. Clam Chowder's jamming my my feed right now. He's on a Twitter rampage.
All caps.
All caps. We actually met Clam Chowder's Twitter handler. So it's his cousin that does this. And it's funny, his cousin doesn't even have a Twitter account. So, but Clam Chowder actually is holding a contest, Cam.
A mascot contest?
No, you can. Clam Chowder has a he has two tickets to go see Bryan Adams in concert, and one lucky person will be able to attend the Bryan Adams concert with the one and only Clam Chowder.
That sounds amazing. I want to enter. Little Bryan Adams, early. One night love affair. Yeah, yeah, man. Summer of 69, man. Woo! I love
Bryan Adams. I think Bryan Adams' best song is Take Me Back. Take Me Back.
Take Me Back.
But it was one of his ones.
You're right. I'm looking at Clam Chowder's feed. He's on fire. Love the picture of him with the CTV mic, Gabe. That's classic. A picture of himself on the TV. Oh, this guy's too good. He's so good.
I saw.
You're right. He does jam up the feed, though. When he tweets, he doesn't stop for a while. It's quite a lot.
I saw Bryan Adams in concert before so long ago that he opened up for Anvil.
Really?
Yeah. It was Bryan Adams first, then Anvil, then Aerosmith.
Yes. Wow. Think about Bryan Adams. He's one of those guys, like, over time, like, he used to just, like, kind of look like a rugged dirtbag, kind of, you know, with the, you know, but now he's almost like, I don't even know what to say, very artsy. Like, I know he's actually a professional photographer. I think he's, like, his work is, like, in museums and stuff. He's a pretty talented guy, but he's definitely had some work done. No ifs, ands, or buts about that one. Now, have you noticed, Gabe, is, like, the way he's morphed over the years? Yeah. Like, he's a dude, but he's had work done.
How many records do you think he sold in his career?
A lot. I'll tell you, he had a couple.
Yeah, but how many? A lot.
How many gold? I'd say a couple albums.
How many records
went,
do you think he sold in his career?
How many records do I think Bryan Adams has sold in his career? I'm going to say 30 million.
100 million.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
that's a lot. 100. He's been raking it in.
Yeah, well, he sold 65 million records, and then when you include 35 million singles.
Okay, I see.
As well, so in he has a lot of big hits. Cuts Like a Knife.
Sure does, man. Yeah, Cuts Like a Knife. Another class.
Cuts Like a Knife.
So right.
What else? Summer of 69.
Summer of 69, One Night Love.
Oh, this is a good one.
It's a
good one.
Run for movie soundtrack.
I'm going to run to you.
Run to you.
I'm going to run to you.
They did a wicked remake of that song. Dinosaur Jr., a band that I like, I think one of his offspring did like a remake of that song, and it's awesome. No, I got to give Bryan Adams credit, Gabe. His catalog's pretty decent.
Like, yeah, the cheesy one, the worst song that he has, he probably made the most money from. Everything I do, I do it for you.
Was that the Robin Hood? That was from Robin Hood, the theme song. Yeah. Brutal. Yeah, hey, man, we all sell out eventually.
I heard the new Drake today. I was in an Uber. I heard the new Drake. It's terrible.
Is it good?
No, it's really terrible. Like, I don't. Greasy. Yeah. You might be a Raptor fan. No, fuck. Game time decisions. Pull out, gang.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Time decisions, ready, Bridge Radio.
That was the best thing. He goes, yeah, you think that train it sucked? I would leave here if I could.
Yeah, no, it's Frank Stample.
Got the rats going. That's the best. You think it's great? It sucks. That was awesome. That was odd.
He said, for all you people who wish you live here, don't.
You don't. Exactly. Well, Stanford went off. I like that. Good stuff.
Yeah. It was actually one of his, I think it was one of his better rants. Usually he's just talking fantasy sports. I enjoyed that rant.
Yeah, that was a good one. Classic.
I enjoyed that. What do we got going on here in the sports world right now?
Also,
Cam mentioned it. Kemba Walker. Kemba Walker, supposedly the Boston Celtics, are at the forefront right now for Kemba Walker. And I would say,
I like Kemba Walker.
Boston are sort of getting smeared a little bit recently. There's like an anti-hit job. You know, Kyrie Irving, I'm not going to say everyone doesn't want to play for Boston, but there's a lot of guys in the NBA. Like, put it this way, like, San Antonio tried to trade Kawhi to Boston before because they liked the package better. They were going to get Tatum and Brown and everything for him.
Yep.
And Kawhi basically shut it down. Right? Like, at least he accepted to go to Toronto. You know what I mean? Like, he said, I'm not going
to
Boston. Like, I won't play there. So, there's a lot of sort of big-name players that, remember Anthony Davis last year put it out there? He said, because Boston tried to trade for him, and he said, I don't want to play for you. And pretty much it's Danny Ainge, Cam. A lot of people don't like the way Danny Ainge treated Isaiah Thomas. The guy's sister died. He dropped 47 points for you, and then you released the guy after. Like,
yeah, it's crazy.
The way that they did it, it rubbed people the wrong way, man. It really rubbed people the wrong way. Boston has a bad reputation in the NBA. So I'm thinking about, all right, Kemba Walker. But, Cam, where did Kemba Walker play college basketball?
UConn. UConn.
That's New England. You know what I'm saying? It's close to New York, too, but it's sort of New England-ish. You know what I mean? Like, UConn, it's the same area. You know what I mean? I
hate to say it. Like, when you talk about white and Cracker Jacks, like, Connecticut's as white as it gets.
Like, Cam, how many UConn grads are in Boston? I'm sure a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, big time. It's crazy, though. Like, their basketball program, like Rip Hamilton, he went to UConn. You know, Kemba Walker. They had some good players.
Let's be real. Calhoun probably was paying people.
I have a feeling Calhoun, handshake, envelope, briefcase.
Because think about
it. Down at Old Doyle's.
Guys, they were getting like top five NBA. Ray Allen, you're getting top five NBA talent going to Stores, Connecticut.
Ray Allen. Exactly.
You know, you or I would have more like recruiting choices if like we got recruited like to football UConn. Like even you and me. Wow, I've never played before, but Arizona State actually offered. Yeah. But Kemba Walker, Boston.
Chris Stapps.
D'Angelo Russell is being linked basically everywhere right now. I see another fan runs onto the field to try to kiss Cody Bellinger. Is this a new thing now going on?
That's the thing. Bellinger said, hey, slow down. I'm not a hugger, but people don't listen. You know?
Bellinger says it could potentially be dangerous.
It could.
It's true. Like, so basically on Sunday, a fan rushed the field and hugged Bellinger before a security tackled her. On Monday during the Dodgers D-backs game, Bellinger was rushed by another woman in right field. Yeah, it is dangerous for everybody involved here. You know, you never know what a psycho is going to get through. And also, you're going to get hurt. Like, you're going to get hurt, like, jumping onto the field. Like, these outfield walls, Cam, they're not, they're not 6 feet and stuff, right? You know, one of these times, some chick's going to break her ankle.
Yeah, like, these girls are, like, hot little things and stuff. They go out there and, you know, like, and Bellinger, man, this guy's like, the king of Los Angeles. He could basically do what he wants. But say some dude decides to do it, eh? Like, after what's happening, somebody's going to get roughed up and put in a pretzel pretty quick, Gabe. They have to make a statement. You can't have people going on the field. I could have a knife. Who knows what the hell's going on? Like, it's not cool. Like, we all have a big laugh. Ha, ha, ha. But, no, it's not funny. And they got to make an example of somebody pretty quick.
And Bellinger, he's flattered, but he says, I'm trying to play a game. He goes, I'm trying to play a game. I don't think I should have to worry about who's going to come on the field.
Exactly.
Although it's innocent right now, this could get dangerous. Bellinger said, I knew she was harmless. She came around with a phone again. Like I said, it could be dangerous, especially if it keeps getting blown up like this. You know, it's true, dude. Like, and ladies, trust me. Like, if you want to meet him, let's hang out outside. He'll find you.
Good point.
She's a cleat. Hang out after cleat.
Yeah.
She's a cleat chaser.
Cleat chaser, yep. Not a puck bunny, a cleat chaser. Joe Ranieri. That was awesome. Why, you mean cleat chasers? I love that term, man. It's great. That's cleat chasers.
Haley Wickenheiser.
Wickenheiser, yes. Hall of Fame.
All right, so who else is in here?
Wickenheiser, yeah. Guy Carbonneau, Sergei
Zubov.
Nedomansky, Russian defenseman Zubov, Builders, Pittsburgh general manager Jim Rutherford, and Jerry York from Boston College.
Basically, if you hang around the NHL...
What happened?
You hang around the NHL long enough.
I'm watching you. I'm like, what the hell just happened there? Something come out of your screen?
Pop-ups.
It's like, oh, pop-ups. Oh, good ones or bad ones?
No, they're bad. Like some videos popping up. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Nobody's naked or anything like that. Just pop-ups.
No. Like videos just popped up. So I can't block it. Yeah, Guy Carbonneau. Yeah, I was going to say, Jim Rutherford. So basically, if you hang around the NHL forever and you're a GM, they just put you in.
For sure.
Haley Wickenheiser, yeah, she's a Hall of Famer. You know what I mean? But it's the thing with the Hall of Fame. It's not the NHL Hall of Fame. Right? It's
the Hockey Hall of Fame.
So once again, in other words, Jeremy Roenick doesn't get in. Like, what's the deal with this? Like, I just don't say this when I have Jeremy Roenick on.
Why should he be in? It's total bullshit that
he's not in. I don't understand it.
I want to know
why. How is Sergei Zubov in? What the hell was Sergei Zubov doing?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. You could look at Zubov, what he did for Russian hockey, but I could say the same thing for JR and USA hockey. He was around when there was not. It was like him and Modano back in the day. It wasn't like it is today. You know, it wasn't like it was. And he's an amazing player. The guy played hurt. He was a warrior, showed up in big games. The stats say it all. Like, you know what it is, Gabe, with hockey guys, and I know this too. Me and you have both covered it. It's an old boys club. You're either in or out. And they have a lot of influence, trust me. You know that.
Tomorrow, I'm going to be speaking at a power sports conference.
Power and, lunch.
Yeah, nice. You know, we didn't really know what I was going to get out of there, right? I probably could have.
Like,
well, the thing is, I think I'm going to be out of there. I'll be done at 3:30, but I can't get back here. And who knows? You know what I mean? What am I going to do if someone starts talking to me right after? I got to run. You know what I mean?
Say the Georgia Tech coach says, hey, and you meet somebody. It's a great day for networking. Like, as you said before, this isn't Scrovey's golf tournament, man. See the heavy hitters on your list? Former NBA players, college football coaches, power people. Like, it'd be nice to sit down, you know? Have their ear for a while, maybe have a beer or two, and just soak it all in, Gabe. You work really hard. I'm working 7 days a week. Sometimes you just got to say, enjoy the moment, buddy.
Oh, well, this isn't really an enjoying the moment. It's a lot of stress. I got to moderate a conference that I'm not getting paid for.
Yeah, that's kind of... Money would be nice. Y'all need it.
Yeah, Kawhi's on the clock.
Yeah.
Tell Kawhi, you got till Friday.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Game time decisions, Red Heat Rage Radio. Yeah, tomorrow the conference starts at 8:45 a.m. Featured speaker Julian Edelman. Julian Edelman speaks on success. What's up, Julian?
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, big Bills fan here.
Yeah, exactly.
Following that is a featured interview with Baron Davis, moderated by Bonnie Bernstein.
I like Bonnie Bernstein. Miss her.
Following that is David Stern.
Oh,
former
boy.
NBA commissioner David Stern on technology's role in maximizing engagement and driving more personalized sports consumption.
Hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Cam has.
Yes.
Right. Following that is Phil Paparella, associate vice president of the National Basketball Association. Engaging the fan base, leveraging fan data and insights how to grow your business. Like I said, this is a lot of stuff. Like, it's over our head, buddy. This isn't the IFBC with me and Whale Capper talking about Carolina Panthers futures.
Let's make a bet on the Panthers. Hey, Teddy Covers, what are you saying? Yeah, I know. It's a little bit different here. You're dealing with, like, millionaires, like, you know, the 1-2 percenters. Like, it's, let's just say it's a heavy crowd. You're with the A-listers now, you know? It's not a D-list crowd. Strong.
Yeah, so here's mine. It's betting on new fan experience. The legalization of sports betting in America is shifting the paradigm for multiple stakeholders, both for states that have or have not enacted legislation. Sports Radar sits at the intersection between the sports betting and media industries and is proactively combining the two worlds to the benefit of the better. Hosted and moderated by Sports Grid's Gabriel Morenci, featuring Adam Kaplan, Vice President of Content and Business Development of the FanDuel Group, Steve Bird, Head of Global Strategies for Sports Radar, and Keith Watchell, Chief Business Officer for the National Hockey League.
it's
going to be interesting. I miss, though, the... Dana White's the next morning after.
You know who's
a guest at this conference, Kim?
Who?
I am. Yeah. We'll be on tomorrow in the morning. You and I. Yeah. Adnan Virk.
Oh yeah, you talk to Adnan. See what's going on there. What happened there, buddy?
Yeah, Adnan Virk.
Oh, I'd like to see that. I haven't seen him since Adnan. The Masters.
I'll say hi for you.
Tell him I say hi. Yeah, it'd be nice. Well, that guy's got a photographic memory.
Does he remember everything?
It's crazy, Gabe. I gave him a PGA media guide. He had it memorized the next day. He's pretty sharp, that guy. He's a very interesting
nice
man,
too.
Yeah, I like Adnan. He's just, even his eating habits, like, really, really healthy. But I'll tell you, for a guy that's pretty small, he fires it up, too. He's a huge Yankee fan. Like, he was going to fight this Red Sox fan that could have, like, literally, like, killed him in, like, with one. Like, and he was getting lippy to him at a bar in, like, Augusta, Georgia. It's like, Adnan, put the brakes on here, bud. Like, this is not good. This is not going to go well for you. Yeah, he's a good guy, though. I like Adnan.
Something we never brought up, your boy Dean Ambrose split the WWE, huh?
A lot of things are happening there. Like, I should probably reach out to Renee. I know she had a bad episode on Twitter. Like, somebody was, like, creeping on her. She got really upset. I think they're maybe going to settle down, Gabe. Like, they live in Vegas. Ambrose has his place in Vegas there. Maybe have a child and kind of take it easy. Who knows? Yeah, no. I'll tell you, when you mess with Vincent K. McMahon, right, there's a lot of guys that are just kind of, you know what I'm saying? He's feuded with a lot of the stars in the WWE. Those guys, it's a hard job. I think just doing that stuff for a living, the fact that some of these guys don't get hurt even a lot more, like, you have to be absolutely flawless. Any type of small mistake, you can, like, break your neck. It's weird.
He couldn't take it anymore. He did an interview with Chris Jericho.
His body's breaking down.
He's all right. No, he's wrestling in this new, whatever the new one's called.
Really?
What's it called?
Because I know he had some injuries too.
Oh, he's banged up. He was banged up, but no, he's fine now.
Okay.
What's the new company called? I don't have. What's the AEW? That's it. AEW. It's a new wrestling company run by Chris Jericho and, like,
cool.
gold dust and stuff. Or the Rhodes, you know, the Rhodes family. But they have investors.
Like
yeah, like it's actually, it's like a real, it's not a full threat, but it's like a real. So, yeah, Dean Ambrose pulled the old, he was retiring, and then showed up at like at this card in Vegas under John Moxley. Is that his real name?
Yeah, I think it is. You said it, Keith. This looks pretty good.
What did you, what did you call him? Did you call him Dean?
I called him Dean. Yeah, but his real name's, it's John, I think. You're right. I told you, it was the craziest thing ever. We bring him to the sports book at the bar, and he's just got a little kid's cup, like, you know, for those, like, kids' Happy Meals, and he was just dipping, chewing tobacco all night long. Like, one guy said hi. Like, that guy, Gabe, it's so funny. His persona on like, when he's wrestling and stuff, it's crazy. Like, he doesn't talk, eh? Like, he just sits there and takes it all in. He barely said, like, any words. Me and him are just – the only thing we really talked about, I asked him if he wanted to bet a horse race, and he told me how much he likes chili. I think he's from Cincinnati. We were talking about Skyline Chili. It's about – yeah, he doesn't really talk much. He's a different cat.
None of the old men at the OTB knew who he was, though, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. One of the guys, like, asked him for an autograph. He was cool, but you could tell in his mind he's like, F off. Like, he doesn't like to be bothered. He's kind of like Kawhi. Just don't talk to him. He's doing his thing, right?
That's great. All right. Yang says he has Jeff from Iowa. Yeah, Jeff from Iowa. Is James from Wisconsin. If
is
it's
he?
The same person.
Nah, I don't think it is because we had no, it's not actually. No, I guarantee it's not. I know. I'm making a prediction. It is not. It is not Jason from Wisconsin. I guarantee this guy's different.
Okay.
Let's
okay.
Do this.
Maybe I was wrong. What's up, Jeff in Iowa?
Hi, guys. How you doing this afternoon?
No,
pretty
no,
good.
It's not. Yeah, no, my
Hello,
bad.
Jeff.
My bad.
How you doing,
What's
Jeff?
What's up, Jeff? Hey, how you doing, Jeff?
We got a lot of aliases around here, Jeff.
Yeah, buddy from Wisconsin uses Iowa with his other. He's used Iowa before.
Yeah, well,
pretty slick.
It ain't me, man.
Yeah, what's up, okay. Iowa? How you doing, Jeff?
No, I was going to say I.
How's that sports betting going? Is it legal yet? Have they opened it up yet?
August 1st or August 10th. All right.
Good.
Nice.
And no. You know what? And I talked to Sean about this. He was doing that show. It's called Calling the Shots. Is that on anymore? Because I can't get it on YouTube now.
No, I think Sean's doing a show in the afternoon on YouTube now, and Iazari's gone. Iazari's no longer here, so yeah, the Call of the Shot's not here anymore.
Okay, well, see, I'm kind of interested. I thought you might get a kick out of it, all right? And I told Sean about this, about a month ago. See, my uncle's like a big farmer. And so what we do is we have a place that we go, and it costs, you have to place at least a $500 bet just to walk in the door, and there's like 15 to 20 rich millionaire farmers, right? And you can't leave without paying, right? And that, I mean, that's the way it is. But
so what's
when
what's
this happens, I'm sorry.
So what are you betting
that
on NFL football games?
I mean, anything you want. It doesn't matter. I mean, you can bet Michigan tonight. I'm going to go out there later. I'm not – well, I told my uncle, I go, can I come out with it like $250? And he goes, yeah, come over. I said, your family, you know. But, I mean, there's people coming over that's going to bet $500 to $1,000 on like Michigan. Because this is a big,
guys got some sort of farmer operation running over here. What the hell's going on?
No. They call it the farm mafia. There's like 20 millionaires.
Only.com.
I'm sorry.
That's a good joke.
Go on, Jeff.
Right.
Oh, he's gone.
Him?
Yeah, we lost.
He's gone. I like those farmers. 500 minimum. That's cool.
high rollers. I'll tell you, man, there's probably some good money in farming. Wouldn't you think? You're good at it?
Guys in the Midwest are hardcore, buddy. Like, I don't know what to say.
They sure are. I love the Midwest. These guys are the best, man. I know, I'm with you, man. These guys rock.
You know, the best. You know,
250. 250, your family.
You know who you're going to call now, too. Hey, guys. Hey, guy. Hey, what's up, Jimmy? You got 1 minute. Hey. He used to work at the Greyhound in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
That's Jason. I saw Gabe. No, Gabe. Gabe, give me a minute here. You know, I was working at the Greyhound in Kenosha, and remember his golf joke? It was something about
I'm
the holes.
I'm confused, though. Like,
yeah, he's a different
I swear,
guy,
he's used, yeah, but I thought he's used Jamie or Jason and Jeff, so I'm like.
He tricked
I'm like,
twice.
No, I think said, yeah, he's tripped, yeah, but yeah, that's, he, that wasn't him. That wasn't him. It's another farmer's, yeah. So you better bring $500 if you want to, you know.
Jason's not going to try to trick me again, buddy. I'm screening this.
Yeah. Yeah, he can, no offense, Yang. I love you, but he'll trick you again.
Yeah, he'll trick.
He's pretty savvy.
What happens first? Yeah, he's pretty savvy. That's like Yang saying he's never going to, forget to turn the mic on, mic off again.
He's been pretty good recently, though. Got to give him credit.
Oh, yeah.
He is?
He got a story.
Yeah, he got a story.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your Daily Roto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Positions, Red Heat Rage Radio, continuous fantasy sports radio network. I am Gabriel Morenci, throwing it down to Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. So we were talking earlier about, I'm speaking at a conference tomorrow in Manhattan, moderating a conference tomorrow. The timing, I'm sort of going to be done around right before the show, but I didn't know where, I couldn't get back to the studio. And so basically, we're going to shut things down tomorrow, replay. We'll replay the morning show. Cam can attend to some personal business and go see a doctor, actually. I'm telling you, Cam, I think it's diabetes, personally.
It's a good guess.
Yeah, I hate to like get right to the chase here, but pre-diabetes, you know what I'm saying?
Pre-diabetic condition. It also, you got to remember something,
like the
too.
Dizzy spells, Cam, that's what it is. It's your blood sugar content, in my own personal opinion.
No, it's a good, probably it's a all very out of good guess. It sure is out of whack. And I think it also has to do with sleep. You know, when I sleep well, like I got the machine, but it doesn't matter. Like if you're some days, like when you're tossing and turning, it doesn't work properly. I can feel it when I wake up. When I wake up and I don't sleep, Gabe, it's like being in a fog. And then, with the blood sugar, I think it's a combination of a lot of things, but it's time to go see a specialist. I got to get healthier.
But you'll be, Cam will join us on the morning show tomorrow morning.
Yeah, golf picks tomorrow morning and everything.
So you'll hear that tomorrow if you don't hear the morning show. If you're dedicated and you listen to both this show and the morning show, we appreciate it. But we'll try to keep, try to keep it fresh. You know what I'm saying? I'll sort of think, all right, this show's replaying later.
Good call.
In fact, I'll have to fire off a message to Mark Lawrence and try to schedule for the morning. If not, we'll do next
Thursday,
week or
maybe.
Thursday. Yeah, with Mark Lawrence and Whale Capper.
Gamblew would have been a good guest today for that baseball. I like the Big Ten. And
he was on the morning show. He was on the morning show. I got him. Yeah, I got him this morning.
Good for you. No, I saw a picture of him and his cronies. Is he in Omaha right now at the dinner table? Gamblew's crew looked pretty. I'll tell you something about Gamblew's crew. There was a couple of guys there that looked like they hurt people. Like he, Maybe, yeah, I know he tells you the old glory days, the Al Bundy stories of football. I think Gamblu's a hardcore dude. I really like that guy. There's a couple guys in his gang that look like they were like to be feared. Take a look at the guy, right side too.
Yeah.
That looks like my brother. That's what my brother looks like. He's a dead
Omaha pig. Omaha pig reunion.
Yeah, yeah. Look at the pig reunion. Look at the guy on the right, number two. That guy looks tough. And I'll tell you, Gamblu, look how ripped Gamblu is in that shot, Gabe, because we have a picture of him. He looks kind of skinny, right? Like, Gamblu's like he's, I don't know what he's doing. Is he working out at the gym? He sure has, his MMA gym.
I don't know.
I'll tell you, Lou looks
we met Lou. I don't remember him being all big and ripped like that. But I was kind of
drunk. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. His picture makes him look skinny when we have Gamblu up. But if you look at that one, that is like, he looks like Lex Luthor, man. He looks like he's really, he's a brick wall. I got to hand it to Lou. It's working. I hear we got Jason in Wisconsin on the line.
Of course. Yeah, of course. Jason Wisconsin.
yeah.
Wow. Yeah. What's up, Jason?
Hey, Jason.
Gentlemen, how are you? So,
how are you doing, buddy?
The last time I spoke to you, I began to tell you a story, and Cam even opened up my call with, hey, this guy's got stories. And you guys are going to a break or something. But anyways,
yeah,
forget about that. But no, so I turned you on just now, and I heard you talking about, I heard Gabe say, Cam, I think it might be diabetes.
Yeah, good way to tune in the show. I think Gabe's right.
Yeah, good way to tune in the show.
Diet.
Jesus Christ. You know, I got a sister, okay. Cam. I got a sister who I love dearly, and she ate herself into being diabetic, and she's 61 or 62. Anyways, but to me, it's like, well, come on. You know, I don't do a lot of things, and still try and barely take care of myself. But you know, so okay. Anyways, Gabe, check it out. So, Gabe and Cam, don't ever think you're not household names, because a couple days ago, my wife, you know, I play on Bluetooth on a speaker. I have a small cleaning company here in Wisconsin. And, you know, I get to, you know, have a lot of freedom as far as what I get to listen to and so on and so forth all day and all night. Anyway, so, Gabe, don't ever say you're not a household name. My wife just goes, well, yeah, Gabe would have said it was this. And I said, what's that? And she goes, no, sorry. And she goes, you know, Gabe, listen. She goes, yeah. And so... That's great. That's don't ever say you're not a household name, because if whether you like it or
well,
not.
Well, I'm a household name in your household.
You're a name in this household.
Yeah, in your household.
But yeah, I thought that was cool. I thought that was really cool. That my wife Dawn, she's like, yeah, you know, yeah, Gabe. And I'm like, you know, and Cam, you're as much part of my conversation as Gabe, but Gabe's got that, you know, I'm more familiar with. And every time I say apologetic, like I'm talking to Cam, and I listened to you on the with Grumpy George Kurtz, and that's hilarious, because Sunday and Saturday, Kurtz is such a
Grumpy George.
Oh, he's the Colonel. You call him the Colonel, but oh my God, it's like I don't want to listen to this prick today. But then Cam has such a George Kurtz is a wealth of information. No, I'm
Damn
sure
right
he is. But you Cam, you flip it so it's like so kind of dark and complaining with George, and then you're Mr. Super over the top positive, and you know I'm sure
sometimes.
That there's some thought put into this to put sometimes. You guys together. But yeah, sometimes you know. No, but anyway,
hey, Jason, I got a joke for you. I got a golf
yes,
joke
sir.
For you
because oh,
you told me one
please,
before.
Please, please.
Why do women golf fans love Greg Norman so much?
Not know why.
Because he stays on top for 3 days and comes second.
Oh, that's precious. That's see sports. It's a sports show, so we can get away with doing sports. Hey, Gabe, the other day you asked me. Gabe, oh, no.
Not bad,
Cap. That was all right.
Thanks,
bad,
Gabe. I thought
bad,
you'd appreciate it. It's pretty strong. Yeah, he's on
real
top
quick,
for 3 days.
Yeah,
come second.
I appreciate your time, but real quick here. You know, the other day, Gabe, this is a little off topic. Real quick, you guys are talking about what food you don't like. And I spoke to you and Ranieri, and you asked me, and you stumped me. I hate cottage cheese, and I hate peaches. For a couple of different reasons, you know.
Cottage
cheese.
Peaches. Canned peaches. Canned
peaches.
Why, Jason?
Yeah,
they're slimy.
They're slimy. I'm not a big fan of Jell-O either. But no, you know, you hear these new diets about people eating flowers because there's protein in them and they're good for you. Because, Cam, you know, there's only one thing better. Well, Gabe, you're the You're more of the musician, Gabe. You know, there's only one thing better than roses on a piano, right?
Yeah.
Gabriel? Yeah, that's tulips on a tulips on an organ. Yeah, so.
True
story. Yeah, rolls down the piano and tulips on an organ. Right. Come on, that's great. Oh, I got you guys. It's endless. Hey, no, thanks for your time today. And
sure.
I kind of got booted off this gambling site I was on because I started to win a whole bunch. And the guy would yell at me and go, there's about 30, 40 people here in this local town here, and they do cash or Venmo or whatever. And son of a bitch, the fucker throws me off and starts changing my settings and stuff. I meant to speak this with you about this.
My buddy's been mad before.
But they threw me off because I'm doing too many crazy parlays. You know, I'd sit in front of the TV and bet these live bets, and just fucking hammer them. And I would lose part of my French.
All right, Jason. I got to go. Okay. Watch you. Yeah. All right, Jason.
Yes. Sorry about that. Hey, thanks, guys. Thanks for your time.
Yeah. All right. Thanks.
Yeah, take care. Watch the app off. We love you. That's you said it, man. The Midwest is where it's at, buddy. Two lips on an organ. This guy. Jason, he's one of a kind, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Leaves me speechless. Yeah. All right, anybody else from Wisconsin or Iowa? Who's up next, man?
You guys are up.
Anyone from Indiana tuning in?
Julio's from Illinois. Yeah, Julio. Might as well hit the whole region.
Yeah, big card, Julio.
Who?
No, we've already had Jeff from Iowa on, Yang. Yeah, we'll see if JN reports, checks it a little bit later on from Chicago. Big card, Julio.
Big card, Julio.
All right, so thanks for the call, and yeah, Bob, Jason, we appreciate it.
Well, Cardano dropped one today, too.
Did he?
Yeah, he did.
You don't remember? Did Jason? No, I slipped my slid, passed slid, slipped me.
No, I passed the goal. It was smooth. Yeah, he did. He slipped right the pipe ball. Yeah, it was awesome.
I like how Jason slipped in and called Kurtz a prick as well.
Yeah, no, I don't think he meant it, but I'm like, I'll defend George.
He meant it as a, you know, as a comment.
He actually did. He meant him in an endearing term. Yeah, say, yeah, I'm my prick buddy or something. Yeah, I know. True story, Gabe.
Yeah, I don't even know where to go. hard. Like, you know, it's one of those deals where you hope you go to a break after a call like that. Yeah, we're stuck in nowhere's land here.
I was looking at you in this picture, you and McInnes. Got his Yankee jersey on. Thanks for having me in the studio, brother. Was he in New York today?
He was there. He was here yesterday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. He was here. He was here all weekend, but I saw him. I saw him yesterday. All right, so we're about
studio too. Is he in New York?
Yeah.
Oh, cool, man. Well, he's on vacation, or he's just doing the shows from the studio. Good for him.
He's not on vacation. He came for a funeral.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Cam thinks everything's a vacation.
First guess. Why would he be in New York? I'm not going to assume funeral. Sorry. Sorry, Joe.
You're always vacation. Like tomorrow, you're like, yeah, go enjoy yourself. Like I'm going to the beach tomorrow or something. I'm going to a conference with a bunch of like power brokers wearing a cheap suit.
You can't tell. No, Morency, I'm not listening to this. You can't tell me you don't want to do it. You want a vacation. No, I never said it was a vacation. I'm saying at the end, all I said was have a couple beers and take in the moment. That's all I said. I prefer you to get paid, but I'm not your agent. You could talk to him about that.
This is a segment. It's a great segment.
It's a great segment. Yeah, it's a segment's rocking. It's rocking, baby.
We got F-bombs.
F-bombs.
I like that. Oh, it's your vacation. I'm like, no, funeral.
Hey, Joe, no mercy. Yeah, he's in New York for a funeral. I'm like, oh, great. Okay. I didn't know. How am I supposed to?
Yeah, it's like George Costanza. Yeah, well, I had sex with your wife. But he says his wife's in a coma.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, yes.
Yeah. So one for the ages. So as I was going to say, we're about an hour away now, a little more than an hour away from game two of the College Baseball World Series. The Michigan Wolverines took game one last night, ended up closing at +210. Unfortunately, the Dodgers cost us. So it's kind of a break-even night. If the Dodgers would have won, it would have been a nice night.
I had a weird feeling about that game. We you know what the thing is? We got to listen to our gut. We both talked about it. There was something strange about that game. It wasn't a bad night, though, Gabe. The Michigan bet was +210. I hit my parlay with Cleveland and the Red Sox.
Yankees,
Cubs
Yankees
won.
It was covered on the run and a half.
Oh, man, that team?
Barely.
No lead to save. And the Yankees. Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll hit the College World Series. We'll hit the Major League Baseball board. A little golf, but we'll go through the entire baseball board. I'm betting college game again, and I'm picking Michigan. Why not? They won last night. They can do it. Pressures are in this rocker kit. No relation to John.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
All right, level two winding down. College Baseball World Series. Money coming in on the Commodores. Earlier this morning, Vanderbilt were -200, Michigan +165. The Commodores, the SEC representatives, are now -235. Michigan +190, the total 9. I got my dose of the total last night, Cam. And, you know.
Yeah.
Earlier in the region, man, in during the regional stuff, there was a lot of lower scoring games. There really were. It was sort of like normal baseball, but you know, as I'm watching a game last night, Cam, it's a note and a reminder to myself that it's hard to bet the under of a baseball game when they're using aluminum bats, bro.
Exactly.
Think.
Another thing.
Like every pop fly was over the wall.
Exactly. And another thing we have to do as experienced guys gambling every day. When you see a bad number, don't bet it. The total went from 10.5 to 8. You know what I mean? It's just like
there was
just
no
a bad number. No, there's none. But I'll tell you, there's value with Michigan.
Dude, it was 4-2 after one inning.
Oh, yeah. Michigan just like, they jumped all over that pitcher, right? Ding, ding, ding. Like, very impressed. Like,
not pitcher.
Who are these guys at the start of the tournament? They must have been. They were the biggest dog on the board entering Omaha. And they might
Michigan?
Win this damn thing. Yes, they were.
Yeah, they were 200-1
or something. Yeah, 200-1. That's amazing. I wish we had a piece of that.
Yeah. There were 200-1 at one point. I don't know, before the tournament, at one point this year, because there wasn't always odds up, but there's always somebody out there with it. Yeah, somebody's got it out there, Cam. I think
for
somebody's
sure
got, somebody's got, I'll find it here. I could find how much he's got on it in Michigan. So I think there's value. Everyone's bouncing back here. There's no way that Vanderbilt loses two games in a row.
Yeah. Yes,
no,
there is. It's college
sports. Of course there is.
It's different, man. What happened
Michigan
yesterday?
Michigan have all the momentum in the world
college.
Right now.
That's what I'm talking about. When we bet college sports, it's different than the pros, man. When you get rattled, they're still young. They get rattled. Bad things happen.
Yeah, here it is. Somebody put $50 on Michigan at 200-1. They win $10,000 at season.
What's
in Vegas. $50. And see, if I bet with my heart, it'd be worth it. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
I know.
Good year.
Really? I know.
Michigan.